This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paula Casey Treasure.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Special broadcast today, live from FedEx Forum, Memphis Grizzlies Media Day. 500 racks to the floor. What you
know about showing love? What you know about pulling up? I'm a servant. This is Lil Baby.
Yes.
Okay. What song is this? Drip Too Hard?
It's called Freestyle.
Okay. All right. I like it. I can get down with it. Is it really called Freestyle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because Bennett made a face like I'm supposed to know. I'm not even trying to hate. Like, I probably should know him. That is Lil Baby. We are at FedEx Forum for Grizzlies Media Day. And what a privilege and an honor it is to be joined by our next guest. I mean, we've had John Morant, and we've had Jaren Jackson Jr., and we've had Brandon Clark. But never until right now have we felt
you got
more
bored.
Honored.
You got bored at 1 o'clock.
No, this is the highlight.
Then to be joined by the man himself, the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, Eric Hasseltine. Can we get one more round of applause?
That'll be the last two this season. Thank you.
No, you guys are going to be exciting.
No, it's going to be fun.
Welcome, welcome back to 92.9, man.
Thank you.
We miss you.
I miss you guys too. I do.
Watch do you?
Do you actually, for about 15 minutes when I'm going inside, I got you on TuneIn.
Like, you're golfing all the time. You got the last night.
I'm not golfing as much as you think. I've actually.
You're in great shape. What are you doing to do that?
Can I give him a plug? Can I say it? Where I've gone? Because of the knee injury.
It's working. So it's
I tried out one of those Hot Works places by my house, the one in Germantown, and I found that. Being in that box, it's not like a sauna. You know, as a sauna, mm-hmm. just feels like it's oppressive heat.
Right.
It's just really thick air. It's not. It's just it's infrared heat in there. But it's hot, but I just find, and it's a lot of body weight exercise, and they have a little weight room out there after that. I just kind of do quick stuff.
Man,
but my knee feels great, and so I've been playing a lot of tennis after I got going on that program. So since February, I was telling. The guys over at the competitor, I lost almost 20 pounds.
Yeah, so, you look fantastic.
Thanks, man.
A lot of players come
I also
back.
Stopped eating pizza at 3 o'clock
well,
in the morning
too.
And consuming like six packs of the Silver Bullet.
Oh, there's a whole lot of discipline goes into that newly formed body right there.
Well, it's also helped chasing a seven-year-old around like every camp this summer around Disney World for a couple of weeks. But, no, man, it's been – yeah, I've missed it. Like, I missed you guys and missed doing it. But it's also, I'll be honest with you, it was time. And you know, I've talked to people about this. It was really good to be able to spend time with the kids this summer and put things in perspective. And I feel like I've got a newfound energy for what we're about to do here, too.
Yes,
and,
for sure.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about it. You know, there's always time to come join you guys. And
absolutely.
I'd appreciate it if the phone would ring instead of you accusing me of never coming to see you. You could actually make the phone call, John. Jason's reached out and asked how I'm doing.
I'm a millennial. I don't know how to call people.
This is true. Millennials hate phone calls.
Don't know how to pick up that, you know, unless it's like an emergency.
But Scott Zachary is the director of broadcasting here, and he literally hates the phone ringing. So
I don't know anybody.
To get under his skin, I'll be like in the other room, and I'll just call him instead of emailing him. He's like, you do know we have this thing called email. And I'm like, yeah, I prefer the phone.
Yeah, like I didn't like the human like phone call. Who does that anymore?
No one. Like, we have that question in our Grizz files. I literally say text, tweet, or call, and not one player or coach answered call.
Yeah.
I mean, Except me.
like they have these. They have this new app that I downloaded called Telegram. Have you heard of Telegram?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like I remember telegrams from back in the day.
Yeah, it's like an.
They sent them
like,
over on a Pony Express.
It's
right?
like an encrypted.
That's when I was in high school.
It's an encrypted messenger. So you can get on Telegram and you can send stuff totally secret, like can never be tracked.
So it's basically a hookup app.
I don't know. I mean, you can use it for whatever
like
you want.
Sounds like you're using it for some shady things.
That's up to
here.
You, man. Yeah, if you want right. to use it as a hookup app, you can use it as a hookup
no,
app.
No, I'm just making a statement, brother. Just making
so,
a statement.
Anyway, it is good. It is good to see you.
Good to see you.
Let's talk some Grizzlies here.
Yeah.
This is an exciting year for many different reasons, but I think the most exciting thing, obviously, is the young talent, and now it feels like there is a very clear direction. Is that how it feels to you now that it's,
yeah.
you know, Ja and Jaren and Jonas, that's the nucleus with Brandon Clark, and now you build?
Yeah, I do, and it's we were talking about it this morning. It's the first time in over a decade, and obviously this is nothing new to me to come to these media days, but what is new is literally having to introduce yourself to multiple different
right.
people. Usually you have a couple, and you guys have been coming doing the show here the last couple of years, and you knew who was here.
Yep.
You knew who the guys were, and you know every ride in this league comes to an end at some point. Mm-hmm. Every group of players has to move on and go do other things, and the way I've looked at this is you have to rebuild it.
Yep.
It's not going to happen overnight. You're not in a major metropolis that has 7 million people and huge TV ratings. It's a small market. It's a different feel, and you got to have the right personalities that mm-hmm. want to be here. So a lot of the big-name free agents kind of get steered away, and
right.
we don't understand how that goes. How you can change that is by winning.
Mm-hmm.
Because big-name free agents have signed in San Antonio, and last time I checked, that's not New York. And big-name free agents were signing in Sacramento when they were – rolling in the late 90s, early 2000s, and that's not San Francisco. It's close to it, but not it. So I like what they've done, and the thing that told me that they're on the right path was being in Las Vegas this summer, and legitimately pretty much every single executive member of another team that I talked to said the moves you guys have made have been great, and it's kind of a big it's really just kind of a glad handing and session out there where you're getting
right.
to meet everybody, and you know, I just was impressed with all the moves that they did and the way they constructed the roster to move forward with a young core, to analyze where they needed help, to analyze where they needed depth, where they wanted to go as an organization,
mm-hmm.
and find the pieces that fit that and be willing to say, hey, we're going to make some moves that aren't going to sit real well with our fans that are going to be diehard loyal and not want to see a guy
right.
like Mike Conley go. But you got to make those moves. And you look at the successful teams who are having success right now. They've made moves like that. Boston made moves like that years ago. Philly had to make moves like that weren't necessarily popular right away. Milwaukee's made moves like that. Golden State was fortunate enough to draft a couple of guys, but then they had to make some moves to open the door. People forget there was pushback when they traded Monte Ellis and Andres Biendrins out of Golden State to
mm-hmm.
give Steph Curry the opportunity left by Monte leaving and put him alongside Klay Thompson.
Right.
There's a lot of fans that were booing on a jersey retirement night, and of all people to calm him down, which is hilarious to me, Rick Barry stands out and goes, hey, everybody settle down. Rick Barry's like the king of pissing people
no,
off.
No, we know
so,
it will.
Yeah, so
well, you mentioned it. One of those moves is Grayson Allen, who has just joined us here on the show. Grayson, welcome to Memphis, man.
Thank you.
What
Thank
do you, you think of everything? The city, the facilities, what do you think?
I like the city, love the facility. You know, I didn't know what to expect with the practice facility being in the arena, but it's
yep.
there's so much in here. It's like, okay, where's all this fit?
No doubt.
You know?
What
no
about
doubt.
The food in the South? I guess that part of it you can dig, huh?
Yeah, I love that. I'm at a place that, like, we actually have grits, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
And we are slow around here, brother, as you'll find out if you haven't already down in the South, man. No question about it. In terms of goals this year, I mean, you're in a new place. It's kind of like Hasseltine said, everybody's kind of getting to know everyone. What are some of them individually? What do you want to do?
Well, I think, well, last year my big goal going into the year was I watched film on my first game and I watched film on my last game. And it's like, okay, if those two look the same for me, I failed.
Interesting.
I didn't
yeah.
do well this year. But thank goodness they're completely different.
It looked different.
I improved a lot. Defensively, looked like a different player with some of the habits. I looked like I didn't look lost. You know, I looked like I knew what I was doing. Part of that comes from experience, learning a system, learning an NBA game, and part of that is like you just got better. You
yeah.
learned habits, you got better. And going for this year, that's even something for the summer. It's like, okay, when I start off this year, I can't take some steps back from the end of the year last year. I gotta keep building and keep going.
You went down to the G League, right? Not to interrupt you. You went down to the G League last year, and
right.
then you end up coming back and you put up a 40 against the Clippers late in the season,
yep.
but you do it. What you learned from that spot? I know a lot of guys look at it, hey, G League, maybe it's not what you want to hear at the time, but it seemed like you went down there and learned.
No, I wanted to play in the G League.
Right.
We were we had so many games. We didn't have time to practice. There's no time in practice to play 5-on-5. And then games come around, and there were a few games here and there where I got some time, but I didn't really get a chance to play a lot, play some extended minutes.
Yep.
And for me, I was like, I want to play. Like, playing 1-on-1, 2-on-2 in the practice, I can only do so much. Like, I want to play. And so when they told me, I was like, yes, like, absolutely, I'll go do it. And it's an incredible opportunity because you work on so many things during the year. It's, you know, the head coaches, Coach Snyder, is telling me I need to work on this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on it in practice, but you never have a chance to see if you've actually gotten better and do it in a game.
Right.
And that's what G League was for me.
Does it feel like a totally clean slate here with the Grizzlies? Because there's an opportunity for playing time, you know, for production. Is that how it sort of feels for you here, you know, an opportunity to sort of, you know, reinvent yourself in a new place?
It's all very new, right? So, and I don't have anything to reinvent at this point in my NBA career, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
the second
year in the league, I gotta keep going, keep building. So, but it is, for me, it's a new place, new faces. You know, I know a few of the guys on the team. I obviously played with Jay last year. I've played with Tyus years before. I know Jaren through things. Know Dylan through things. I know a couple guys on the team through things, but never played with all these guys as a group. So it is
right.
A new group for me, and that's a clean slate for everyone.
Whenever
you have a new group, new coach, that's a clean slate. And so you go into this season with a lot to prove. There's a lot to prove in preseason, and it's nice because everyone's hungry.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
When you go into a season that way, if you're collectively a hungry team, like, there's no missing links off of that.
Right. From what you've seen of Ja, you know, what do you the opportunity to play with a guard like that, as explosive as he is, as smart as he is, what have you seen from Ja?
Extremely explosive. That's the first thing that pops out. He's really quick with his ball handling. So, you know, when he's attacking off pick and rolls, there are just like spaces that he gets through where it's like, I don't know how he just split that, or I don't know how he turned corner there. And because he creates those opportunities for himself, he creates that for others too with his passing ability. You know, one possession, he's making a move, getting to the rim. The next possession, he makes that same move. It's not there. He finds a guy in the corner that he wasn't even looking at.
No question.
He makes a great pass to the corner. So, it's extremely fun as another guard to play with a guy like that.
Absolutely.
So he'll create a lot.
Yeah.
The edge that you play with. We were talking to Greg Buckner, who was assistant here last year, and talking about, I want a guy like that plays with that. It's gotten you into trouble sometimes, but it's also, I imagine, kind of what makes you. How do you control it, man? You know what I'm saying?
It's 100% what kind of makes me as a player.
Yep.
And you know, I talk about this in depth because it's something I've thought about a lot, and it's something I work on. Because if I could get to the point, I would be the perfect player if I could get to a point where I could keep my focus on a 5-on-5 game of basketball and my teammates for 48 minutes.
I got you.
In an intense, passionate game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
if you can
it.
Do
That's
that for 48 minutes, you're perfect. Not many people I've seen been able to do it. You get distracted by something during the game.
No doubt.
Like what it is. So for me, it's like, okay, like I have this passion. I have this fire. When I'm in there, can I keep it focused? Can I keep it focused on the game? If you get distracted by a fan, an individual on the other team, whatever it is, even a bad play you make, but if you get distracted by something, you're focused on another battle. Like for me, that's like I'm trying to get competitive with the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's if I can keep it focused on 5-on-5, whatever that means for the team, then that's awesome for me.
So it's about harnessing it. That fire is part of your DNA.
And Memphis will fall in love with that. Like we know that. Like Memphis loves, you know, competitive intensity. That was everything that grit and grind was ever built on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think Memphis fans will fall in love with that.
No question about it.
Really quickly, man. We're rooting for you, Grayson, man. Appreciate
Thank
the time
you.
As always.
Thank you, brother.
We'll be looking, watching this season, man. Appreciate it. He is Grayson Allen, new Memphis Grizzly. Certainly, you know, I mean, I do think this is a
big opportunity.
Yeah,
no question.
I think that's exactly right. I think, you know, Memphis fans we know with Mario Chalmers, right? They can be won over very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like whatever you did in the past, like it fails to matter if you produce.
You know, it surprised me. Remember when we had Greg Buckner in the summer and we asked him about Grayson and sort of the addition? What do you think? And he jumped at us. Yeah, I want a guy like that on my squad. This is a guy in Grayson who can obviously check a lot of boxes if he's in the right mind in terms of the shooting, everything else. What do you think? You think it'll hopefully work out?
Eric Hasselstein obviously still with us here.
Yeah, and obviously, when he sits down, you let the guy talk.
Yeah, you're gonna ask a question, man. This is
no,
the, this is
your
Jason,
show,
John, and Eric, man.
No,
I mean,
thought we were gonna get some of the
one day
questions.
Only. We're
gonna
actually
really help.
Talk
I gotta,
to Dan
I gotta
Barron.
Save those for Grizz files, man. I got so many in the bullpen.
Is 11-2 a little better?
I can't burn a reliever with one pitch, man.
I got you, brother.
I'm not bringing out the lefty to throw one slider and yank him.
He's got a big opportunity in front of him if he seizes it, right?
He does.
It's up to him.
No question.
It was really an eye-opener to watch him in Vegas and the vitriol that can come his way. There was a play in one of the games where he got bumped and he went and wound up at a block, and they called a flagrant foul, which I thought was awful.
It's like he's a marked man already.
Yeah, it was awful. But, yeah. It was, he got the ball. He swung hard, but it was frustration. But he had already had one earlier that I didn't think was borderline again to me.
Uh-huh.
And he gets ejected from the game. And, you know, when we're there, I'm fortunate enough to sit, like, right there by the bench, like, right behind the bench. Yeah. Yeah, my friends joke because I have my polo on. They're like, hey, so what are you, coaching now or something? I'm like, no, just sitting here, and you wear the team gear so you're not asked to leave and move out of the seat. But you hear the things that are said to him, and you're just like, my goodness. And he never batted an eyelash at it. I thought he handled himself professionally the entire time that we heard from him out there and talked, and I think he can help. I think he's – what I saw in Vegas that I want to see get better is sometimes he's a little hesitant to take the just catch and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll see like a guy that took time to do that, like Kyle Korver. I don't want to put him in that level just yet because Kyle was an elite shooter from the outside. But there were times he hesitated because he's more athletic than people think. He went off the bounce. He got into the lane, but he got himself into a little trouble. Chuck it, man.
I think you're
just go John Martin style, just catch and shoot.
Yeah, John could teach him that all day.
Yeah.
I mean, does he need zero conscience? 50 a minute.
But hey, you don't score 40 in this league. I don't care what level of year it is. I don't care who's out there. You don't score 40 in the NBA without having some ability to put the ball in the bucket.
Big time.
Hey, man, Eric, get you a man or a woman who will look at you the way John Mills looks at Grayson Allen.
My, there's a lot of respect in those eyes
that
for that
John Mills.
Young man.
I thought that was John Mills looking at the pizza that they brought up from the media room.
No, look at it. Look at the
My
way his chin is resting on his
You really have high hopes for Grayson. That is clear.
Like,
oh,
that
Lord.
That should be your new
this
profile
is,
picture,
See, this is
Mills.
What I missed.
Who did that to him?
This is what Bennett I missed.
Did it.
Okay.
You guys talking about these things and just going, wow, okay.
Jason looks appropriately skeptical. Like, you're going to be here in 2 months. Like, I mean, Jason has like a very quizzical eye, you know.
I do indeed.
But Mills makes up for that, though, with just the doting, like, proud sister or spouse, you know. Just nobody has ever been more proud of Grayson than you were in that moment.
I like this question from John earlier, so I'm going to steal it from
him.
What's success look like? What's the metric, as John, the term he uses? What's it look like?
It's certainly not wins and losses, right? No, I don't think it's wins and losses off the bat. I think it's seeing the development where you see him in game 25, game 30, better than
like Grayson just
week.
Said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you see him in game 50 around the All-Star break, clearly playing better. Where you see them at the end of the season turning that corner and beating teams that you're quote-unquote not supposed to beat, and shocking, you know, teams like the national pundits will be, oh, they're 20 and 45, and they just went out and beat the Celtics in Boston, something like that. But staying in games, my thing this year is going to be. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some nights where you take a thumping.
Mm-hmm.
You do it at whatever level of team you are. I mean, obviously, it's fewer and further between for teams that are elite championship contenders. But everybody on any given night can take a thumping because either A, your opponent's clicking, B, you're not clicking, C, both, and then it gets ugly. I don't think you'll ever see with this group a lack of effort, letting go of the rope, as we like to say. I think you'll see I think they have the potential to really grow. And I mean, just look at the size of Jaren Jackson already.
No
doubt. I mean, he's put on 12 pounds of muscle. He's grown a half an inch. You see a guy like Jay Crowder, who's a physical guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see Jonas Valanciunas, who played so well here last year, and they've got some depth now. They can go into their bench. I mean, you look at that roster, three guys are going home. Two guys are on two ways. Three guys out of the rest are going home. And it's like, all right, who are the three guys going home? Like, where do they come from?
Yeah.
They're all guys with NBA experience, you know, and or young guys that have something to prove. And so I've never pulled punches. I've been asked that question all summer long, like, how do you think the Grizzlies are going to do? I said, look, wins are going to be at a little bit hard to come by right off the bat.
No question. Especially
with
the schedule.
What you won't be is bored with this team, I don't think. If everybody stays healthy and you keep your guys in out on the court. And I thought that was critical. With what's going on, obviously, at the University of Memphis and Penny and Mike and Tony and the rest of the staff, bringing in top-notch players,
right,
the number one recruiting class, more on the way after this recruiting class, you can ill afford to go out there and not win and be slow and methodical.
Well, that's a good point.
You've got to be entertaining. You've got to give them a sense of hope for the future, which is why I said, like I said, people commenting in Las Vegas know that this team's probably not a playoff team right now.
Sure.
But they said, I'm looking at you guys a year or two down the road. If these kids develop, and if they develop even faster than we think,
yep,
you're dangerous.
Yeah.
And that there was not one person that looked and goes, hey, man, try to get through this year. It'll get better. Mm-hmm. They were all like, this is going to be fun. And yeah. I, even at the league meetings, like guys in the NBA offices said, boy, you guys are going to be fun to watch. We're going to have to start keeping an eye on that. I think that can, you know, if you get them going and get them to play a fun style of basketball, which Taylor Jenkins displayed in Las Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could see a lot more national TV appearances, especially if that John Jaren connection comes. And that's something fans here have always wanted. But, you know, the ratings, as Gary always would talk about, is like the ratings don't lie. And the people in the offices that are scheduling the games know who gets the viewership.
The star power.
But you now have two young guys that people can get behind that are also active on, like, social media and all these platforms.
No question. Right.
John Morant's running around here like he's 14 and in a broadcasting class and meeting his heroes. I'm like, this kid's unbelievable.
And probably about to be a star in the league.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
I think that was one of the reasons why I was so – obviously, it would never be the first, second, or third most important thing when it comes to drafting a player, but that was why I was so excited that the Grizzlies did get that number two pick, because Ja Morant, to me, instantly becomes the most marketable Memphis Grizzly ever.
Yeah.
You know, just and that's not a knock against Mike or Mark or Tony or Zach. Like, it's just like he's got the athleticism. He's got the sort of awareness.
He's got the smile. He's got the charisma.
Like, Mark and Mike,
he's going to have highlight reels that guys dream of. I mean, Mark and Mike had great plays and highlights, like the corner three in Los Angeles where he did the million-dollar strut, and Mike making a big
different
shot.
Kind of highlight.
It breaks.
You go up and rip the rim down on somebody's head,
no doubt.
And it's televised, especially if it's somebody good.
Yeah.
You know, listen, there was a reason Powell got the markability he did early on, because that rookie year he drove baseline and dunked on Kevin Garnett at the time. Kevin Harlan, who's now a national voice with both the NFL and CBS, screams out, "Que pasa, big ticket, que pasa." That was the team he was calling.
Uh-huh.
Like, his fans today would probably, if there was the social media, be going, hey, why are you cheering for the other team? But it was the right call at the right moment. Now, it pissed Kevin Garnett off, and he tried to prove to everybody every other game since that time that he was better than Powell. But Powell instantly had a name, because when you can play above the rim and finish like that, that's why I think when you see a no-look alley-oop from Ja to Jaren and he hammers on somebody –
it's going to blow you out of your chair in a way.
It's going to go on to Twitter. It's going to reach the guys.
No doubt.
I don't want to get too detailed about it, because I know you guys have limited time, but we literally just got back from New York from broadcast meetings. This is a huge focus of the league right now. The aspect of legal gambling, the aspect of the 20- to 30-year-old fan that has a job that played, they basically gave us an exercise, all of the broadcasters in the room, and said, how do you market to this guy?
To this guy.
Yeah, and there were more instances of trying to figure out how to market to the 20-, 30-year-old than to the 40-, 50-year-old businessman that has season tickets. You know,
because you've already got him.
Right, you've got him.
I mean,
the 20 to the one we had was the 20 to 30-year-old.
Interesting.
Is on all four forms of social media.
Yep.
Former player in, like, high school or college, still plays, plays the video games, analyzes the stats. He's like the super fan, right?
Yep.
So we had to come up with ways, how can we grab him? Like, what on a broadcast would grab him? And I'm sitting at a table with Grant Napier, the longtime TV voice of the Sacramento Kings, who's one of my mentors, Dennis Newman, who's been doing Orlando Magic Radio for 21 years. I think it was Ed Cohen, who's the radio voice of the New York Knicks, Tom McGinnis, who's the radio voice of the Philadelphia 76ers. Right next to me is Mike Breen.
Yeah.
And Mike Breen's next to me going, hey, what do you think? And I'm like, dude, you're on ABC. What do you think? Like, what do people care what I think?
Yeah, but you were on 92.9.
And I'm like, me and Ed are the only – and Tom are the radio guys. We're looking at it, and we came up with it, and it's just – it's a whole new way of interacting with these guys.
Mm-hmm. No question.
And one of the things we said is you have to have your young players – reach out to these guys. Now, with that, it's a double-edged sword, because remember, Adam Silver was talking about how players are at an all-time low,
because they're all right.
All-time low, you know, mental health-wise, because, and I use this example all the time. You can read 47 comments about how great your hit was or your segment was or your play was, and there's one guy that stands out that calls you a clown or comes at you, you know, the keyboard warrior, right? I remember a perfect example of that. We did a pregame hit, and everybody else was super complimented. Great information. We're throwing out things that to look for in a game. And it was when the Grizzlies were good. And this one guy basically said, this guy looks like a goofball. I don't like his – like, just shreds me, like, eight different ways from Sunday. It's the only thing I remember from that post.
Oh, but you didn't get that garbage.
But you – that was the only thing I remembered at the time, and I just kind of chuckled, and I was like, who is this guy? So you look him up, and you go, this guy is shredding me? Like, what have you done? And that's – that goes into a player's – now put yourself – mind you, I'm 46. I've gone through this. I know how to go, hey –
right, how to chunk it. Right.
Yeah.
With
when
these
young kids, though.
When I was 22, 23, I might have gone, you want some of these hands? Let's go. Like, and these guys are saying that. And and that's where it gets a little dicey.
No
so,
question.
Look, you guys got players here that we can talk anytime if John would actually just call me.
Well, we will.
Yeah,
you're going to get tired of it.
I still love to do it. So whenever you guys need it,
oh, we will.
I'm here.
It'll be
come
a pleasure
in studio,
to have you,
on the road, whatever. Just don't call before. You know, if it's a West Coast game, let's do it in the later part of the show, please.
Brother, thank you.
Eric, good to see you guys, man.
You too, brother.
Great.
Hey, thank you.
Eric,
thank you.
In the best shape of his life, possibly.
No. When I was in college, it was a little better. But I'm trying to get back there. We all got to have goals, man. Midlife crisis.
You look great, man. He is Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. We will come back. Jason and John on ESPN FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
I know you've heard about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody that is on the team over there, and I can see very clearly why and how they're batting 1,000, because it's an easy deal over at Collierville Weight Loss. There are no pills. There's no big workout program. Dr. Keith, he's going to let you do whatever you want for exercise. Collierville Weight Loss now has new body contouring laser light programs that he uses with his weight loss program. There's no downtime. There's no pain. Patients reduce inches fast. Every weight loss program is more than just a scale. Dr. Keith understands that, and he really loves it. It's his passion. He loves helping people avoid diabetes. He loves helping people avoid heart disease. Everybody is different, and what he knows is you don't ever want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. That is his goal out at Collierville Weight Loss. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get that. There's no crazy diets, no surgery, no pills, no exercise. Give him a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount on the program. That's 901-221-8964. 964 or on the web, ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
There's a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
F45 Germantown, that's where I work out. It's where you should work out too, especially if results are what you seek. I don't know if you guys relate to this, but you know, when I was looking around for gyms and looking for the workout places, I'd find one, I'd do it for a month, and I'd just get bored and I'd stop going, and you know, that's just not very productive. That's not ever the problem at F45 Germantown, because every single day and every single class is different. They have over 3,500 exercises in their database, which means you're never going to do the same exact workout twice. That's amazing. Also, no treadmills, so it's just easier on your joints. I mean, what's more monotonous than getting on a treadmill for 30 minutes? You don't have to worry about that ever at F45. Like I said, I've been going since about February. I'm down 11, 12 pounds. You are going to get results at F45 Germantown. So if you're looking to change your body, looking to get in shape, drop some unwanted pounds, Get started right now. You can get $45 for your first month at F45 Germantown. You can go as often as you want. All you got to do to get started is text the word John. That's J-O-H-N, John, to 901-421-6087. That's 901-421-6087. Or visit them online at F45Germantown.com.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying, so I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Special broadcast today, live from FedEx Forum, Memphis Grizzlies Media Day.
29-08, apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember.
Now we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Jason Fitz. You can catch him on Golic and Wingo every single morning. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
It's a victory Monday for me, so I'm in a happy, happy spot. How's Memphis?
Memphis is good. We're out here at Memphis Grizzlies Media Day. We're getting a chance to meet Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. And I don't know how relevant they're going to be to Jason Fitz this year, but in 3 years, 4 years, I think the Memphis Grizzlies could be very relevant to Jason Fitz.
Well, I agree with you, and I think they're relevant. Most importantly, it feels like they're ready to embrace Memphis, and Memphis is ready to embrace them, right? And that's part of what this process has to be about when you're doing this sort of rebuild and you're resetting again. There has to be buy-in from everybody, and I think that's one of the things we have to remember about the way the NBA is structured in a positive way. We've been talking so much about player movement over the last year and a half and how players can go everywhere, but let's remember, for the first several years of their contract, that's not the case. So when you can get buy-in both ways, it really gets everybody there, and I believe John Morant's going to be an incredibly special player. So you know, there's something to build around there and an opportunity for Memphis to become part of the national highlight, which is great for a great basketball market.
Yeah, we agree on that front, no question about it. Let's turn to the NFL, though, Fitz. Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the year. Mike Greenberg said today on Get Up that he feels like Vontaze Burfict should never play another down in the NFL. I don't know if he will or not. Do you agree with him?
I wouldn't have a hard time with it if they did that. I wouldn't have a hard time given his past record. And, you know, you see a lot of social media reaction that immediately comes in and says, hey, this incident should just be about this incident. And it doesn't work that way. I mean, there is no spot where you can look at somebody that's been fined before for illegal hits and not think that they need to come down harder, the same way they come down harder on somebody that's been fined or suspended in the past for PEDs. And, you know, this is a slew of suspensions for Vontaze, and it's an unfortunate loss for a Raiders team that – yeah, take the human side of this aside. The Raiders defense needs Vontaze Burfict, not just because he's a great player, but because he's the communicator to a very young defense to try and get their guys in the right spot at the right time, something they struggled with even Sunday after he was out of the game. So there are ramifications for the Raiders on the field and their long-term ramifications for Vontaze Burfict. And you have to look across the board and say everybody should have been smarter and he shouldn't have put himself in that position. This is only a week after the video went viral of him throwing air punches at players, you know. So when does it ever stop for Vontaze Burfict? He's been given a lot of second opportunities, and that's something not most players get. So I wouldn't have a hard time if they did say he couldn't play anymore.
Fitz, what, if anything, did we learn about the Titans and their 24-10 win over the Falcons on the road? I mean, if anything, aren't we past the point where we say you got to get Marcus Mariota some weapons? Because I thought A.J. Brown and Corey Davis looked fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that's the big takeaway here. Look, we can excuse young players for needing time to become great and consistent because they don't learn to be consistent in college football either. So we can excuse a little bit of inconsistency at certain positions and at youth. We can't excuse that at the quarterback position. Right. And, you know, the best thing we can do right now is not overreact one way or the other to Marcus Mariota each week. And something I think that we've been pretty consistent when we've talked about Mariota on, even the three of us, is talking about the fact that, look, it isn't there week in and week out. I'm not going to let one week against them, against the Falcons, sort of change that mindset. If anything, I think that the bigger question marks come on the 1-3 Falcons. How long are they going to go before they start blowing things up? If this thing goes completely off the rails, it might be time for a wholesale change in Atlanta also, and that's something we didn't think we'd be saying coming into the season.
See, Fitzy, I like what you said there.
Everything's okay in FedEx Forum. I don't know if that came across the broadcast, but everything is okay. That was for a photo shoot, apparently.
No, Fitzy, I like what you said there about remain calm about the Titans. Because John and I, while we sound calm with you, you have a tendency to have that effect on people.
Yeah.
John and I have been at each other's throats.
Absolutely.
About this Titans team, which he says is dog poop. And I say, look, when Mariota's, you know, coming and playing, they look like a playoff team. But we've been at each other's necks about it. And I think it's just the frustrating – it's just what the Titans do to you.
It is.
But you're the calming force.
But maybe you're both right. Like, the crazy thing is maybe you guys are both right. Like,
wow. They
are not so good that they can afford to have a letdown game. And the frustrating thing is when you see them come out and play incredibly well, you say, where is this every single stinking week? But that's a question half the NFL is asking themselves this week when people are trying to figure out who's good and who's not.
To me, Fitz, and this is the point that I made earlier today, is like seeing what was Marcus Mariota's final stat line, Jason?
Well, it's mostly what he did in the first half, but he was 18-27, 227 yards.
I mean that's a really good game on the road. Like, that's a really good game on the road. And it's not, I mean, Derrick Henry had 100 yards, but it's not like he was like running all over them like Fournette was on the Broncos yesterday. So I thought that was a great performance by Mariota, and that is what's frustrating.
That's what he's saying.
Because it's like, why can't you just do that all the time? Like, I would rather know that you're either really good or really bad, as opposed to going back and forth in purgatory every week. Like, that to me is like, that's just like a bad fate, you know?
But the thing I'll argue on that, and you're right about everything you just said, the thing is we do know. And the unfortunate thing is that's the difference. The line used to be you either had a quarterback or you didn't, because they were either good or they were bad.
Yes.
The line now is like, when they're occasionally good, they're still in the bad category. You know, you can take a quarterback that's occasionally bad, and you can live with that, the occasional bad game. You can't do the opposite. The quarterbacks that are occasionally good still belong in the bad category, and that's unfortunately where, you know, Marcus has put himself. I think he would have to string together a streak of games, 5 or 6 of what we saw in a row, before we could look at it and say that outweighs the amount of bad we've seen on film over the course of the last 4.5 years.
Yep, I agree completely. We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. The Dallas Cowboys, I think you'd have to say, had a very disappointing loss last night, 12-10 to the Drew Breesless New Orleans Saints. What do you think of the Cowboys? They were not able to really establish the run game last night with Ezekiel Elliott against the Saints. Again, no Drew Brees for the Saints. What do you make of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason?
I think yesterday was a bit of a flag for Dak and for the Cowboys specifically, because we've given so much hype to them at 3-0 at the time, but I'll hold them to the same standard I held the Bills. I mean, the Bills went into that New England game. I wasn't giving Buffalo a ton of love because the three opponents they played have been trash so far. When you look at what the Cowboys did, the Cowboys beat a Giants team with Eli, a Redskins team that may be competing with the Dolphins to tank. Oh, and they beat the Dolphins. So, yeah, they've looked spectacular, but this is the first real defense that they've played, and they just looked lost. And if Z can't get off the ground running, and they're going to play that poorly, I mean, A, it's a testament to the Saints. Sure, it could be all of those things, but when you're looking at maybe having to pay your quarterback $35 or $40 million, my God, you can't lay that sort of egg and still feel good about the amount of money that they're going to have to pay Dak. So I do think it's fair to have a little bit of a question mark around the Cowboys for that effort. That's not an acceptable output for a team that thinks that they're in the Super Bowl conversation.
Is that Cleveland Browns team, the one that just smoked the Ravens on the road, is that closer to what you think they really are? You know, maybe feeding off of Chubb and letting everything come after that? I mean, rather than Baker trying to force it to all of his weapons, what'd you think about that Cleveland victory? And do you think that's what they are from a DNA standpoint?
Yeah, you're right. That was a little bit of a different look, and I think that's the right way to go because Nick Chubb is a star. And, and the hard part is that Odell Beckham Jr. is also supposed to be a star. But the fact is, at some point, I think that the Browns are going to have to look at leveraged risk every time. You know that there's going to be turnovers from Baker at this point. There's going to be great plays. There's also going to be turnovers. So I'm not sure you can trust him necessarily to get willy-nilly in a game that you think that is going to be tight. So you lean on Nick Chubb. But, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. did not particularly have a great game. It's just not a conversation because they won. And that's going to be the right way for them to do it, is to put the ball in Nick Chubb's hands and rely on that. The other side of that, though, is that teams will adjust. And when they adjust and they stack the box, which is going to give man-to-man opportunities for Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., can Baker take advantage of that? The answer is going to be yes sometimes, and the answer is going to be no sometimes. So if that's their methodology, it could be good enough for them to win the division, but it certainly doesn't make them competitive with the Chiefs or the Patriots.
Yep, we are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. You can hear him every morning on Golic and Wingo, and he's all over ESPN, in case you haven't noticed. They've got to get your opinion on the Fair Pay to Play Act. Obviously, the news today was that California is going to allow players to make money off their likeness. They're going to be able to get endorsements. They're defying the NCAA in doing this. Fitz, how does this end? Like, how do you see this ending? What is the end game here as it relates to college sports and amateurism and players being able to make money off their own name?
Well, and this is something I've covered a lot, you know, when I've hosted OTL and covered a lot on Golic and Wingo. The end game to this is simple. I think the NCAA has an easy win because this law doesn't actually go into place until January of 2023. That gives them 3 years to figure out how to make it the NCAA policy. And I got to stress, it's not schools having to pay players. It's players being allowed to go out and make money off of their name and likeness. And we've turned it into a conversation about football and basketball, of course, because those are the main sports. But let's remember, it means that if you're a female swimmer at a school, you can use your opportunity now to go out and actually make a little cash, which is amazing. But the other side of it is, at the end of the day, this is about giving players the same opportunity everybody else at that school has. I'll always go back to, I had the opportunity to go to college on a violin scholarship. And while I was on that scholarship, I could still go play in orchestras, play weddings, still pick up money wherever I wanted. That's what they're going to allow players to do in the state of California. North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, and now rumor has it Florida in the next 48 hours will all have similar types of bills in front of their legislation in the next 6 months. I think that what we're going to see is that enough states eventually band together and decide that this is what they want, that the NCAA is going to have to bend to this. And while it's not paying players, it is allowing players to go out and make side cash. And that will be a recruiting advantage for some of the big schools that already have great recruiting advantages, so everybody's going to have to figure out what to do. You can't tell me all these schools are going to do this and Saban's not going to walk into Alabama legislation and say, hey, I'm not going to lose a recruit to the state of California. I mean, this seems inevitable to everybody.
Well, if Nick Saban wants it in Alabama, it's going to get passed in Alabama. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Nick Saban, I feel like, has that kind of, like, pool. But I think the NCAA should be over the moon about this because it's honestly a way – it's like a solution without them actually having to do anything. You know, it's a solution without the NCAA actually having to, you know, per school pay players. You know, I think the NCAA should be happy about it. If somebody else pays them, they don't have to. You know, whether they agree with it or not, it's like at least it's not coming out of, you know, their pocketbook.
Yeah, well, and on top of that, A, you're right. And B, for that person that's sitting there that's saying, oh, my God, these kids shouldn't be allowed to make money. Well, the NCAA is not the one that made the rule. Like, they're pinched in now. It was the state of California. Blame them. I mean, it becomes easy for the NCAA to do what they always do well, which is pass the buck and not really do anything. So, you know, it's an opportunity for the NCAA to escape free from perception as well. So, you're right. This is an easy win for the NCAA just to not do anything.
It really is. Hey, Fitz, man,
Fitz,
this is always great, man. Thank you,
as always.
Have
a great week, man.
You guys are the best. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. Jason, that's about it, brother.
Yeah, they're literally wrapping it up around us, aren't they?
No more Mario Kart. No more, what will you remember the most?
Well, Plumlee bouncing that ball right there in the middle of that interview, about to kill it. It's like, come on, man. It was like,
was he the one who yelled, do you think?
No, I'm not.
No, that was Dylan.
Oh, that was Dylan. Okay, so but everything is cool. Did that come across on the air, you think? Did people hear that?
It was pretty loud.
It was very loud. Brad says it did not come across. It was,
darn.
It was very loud and long, it felt like. It was a very long, guttural, you know.
But there were some special moments. I thought we, you know, the Grayson interview, I thought it was special.
We got to know Ja a little bit here early, you know, didn't we?
No.
No. Found out that he's little baby's guy, you know, that they're real tight. So yeah. Had its moments. Jaren Jackson looking big and strapping as usual. He's grown. There's no question about that.
And we learned that Eric Hasseltine's lost 20 pounds.
And Hasseltine's body fat is down to zero. So a lot as well.
Bruno.
Bruno Caboclo. I mean, I'm not sure
this
we've done.
This dude just said Bruno and like
I'm
started laughing.
I'm not sure we've done a
this
more important interview.
This dude just said
interview,
Bruno, man. You
a more
ridiculous.
Important interview in 3 years.
Agreed. It was our white whale. Anyway, we will come back, wrap this thing up. From Media Day, stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Talking to Norton Hurd. He is the founder and coach of Team Thad. They will represent the city of Memphis on the Nike circuit. So next July, Peach Jam, Team Thad point guard Kennedy Chandler, Team Thad center Musa Cisse. How we filling out the rest of the roster?
I can tell you, Gary, for sure we'll have one of them. And I think we will have both of them. I love them on the air, I'm going to say it. We got everything every kid needs right here in the city of Memphis.
Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
When the people of Memphis needed a voice on the city council, Frank Colvett was ready to answer the call.
This is Frank Colvett.
That's why Frank Colvett has made a great city councilman. He's always ready to help the people he represents.
Let me know how I can help.
When garbage wasn't being collected in a timely manner, Frank worked with the mayor to create a better system in his district. When our local neighborhood watch programs needed resources, Frank pulled in the Memphis Police Department and got it done. And when Memphis had the chance to achieve universal pre-K, Frank Colvett was the co-sponsor of the resolution that finally made pre-K a reality for all our kids. It's not that often we find a politician willing to listen. So when we do, let's make sure we keep him around.
Glad I could help.
Let's re-elect Frank Colvett. Early voting is September 13th through September 28th. And Election Day is October 3rd. Let your voice be heard. Paid for by friends of Frank Colvett, Anita Harris, Treasurer.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hey, Mid-South. This is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com or give us a call at 388-0852. We can service everything from homes to major facilities. Let us show you why some of the most notable landmarks and facilities in Memphis choose Inman Murphy.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 Fit Days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Special broadcast today, live from FedEx Forum, Memphis Grizzlies Media Day.
By now, I'm sure you've heard me talk about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss. You want to lose some inches, you want to lose some pounds, that's the best place to go. I have friends who have gone there. They've lost 16 pounds in 2 months, and they are feeling the difference. And there is such a difference when you lose that kind of weight. And the best part about it, the best part about working with Dr. Keith, it's an easy deal. There's no pills. There's no big workout program that's going to overwhelm you. He lets you do whatever you want for exercise. You can do no exercise. It's completely up to you. Dr. Keith's going to help you along the way. They got a brand new body contouring laser light program that comes with the weight loss programs, and it's awesome. You don't have to miss any time at work. It doesn't hurt, and you're going to reduce inches fast. So if you want to get started and you want a no charge evaluation today, right now is the time to do it. Again, no crazy diets, no surgery, ain't going to be any pills, no exercise. Give them a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get 10% off. That's 221-8964 or on the web, CarnivalWeightLoss.com. We are here wrapping up at Media Day. The Nintendo Switch has been taken away.
They took that thing down.
This is symbolic in a way, isn't it? It's just like, you know, closing time.
Mm-hmm. We're the last things in here.
We are the last things in here. We have outlasted them all, Jason. The only thing left is me, Jason Bennett, and Dylan Brooks yelling. That's about it.
They're asking him to do that, guys. No one's making
but
him
he is
do that.
He is embracing the role.
You know, it's one of those yelling photos. There's no question.
Yeah, he is embracing the role. But, yes, it's been a very productive day here at Grizzlies Media Day. We were kind of joking about what we learned. The reality is like, you never learn anything from these. You know, like, I mean, if you learn anything, it's kind of goofy on a personal level. We learned that Ja Morant is going to be at Memphis Madness.
Yeah, that was big.
He's going to be there, you know, and I think that's – you know, that's big for Penny because, again, that just sort of keeps the NBA thing going. You know, you build it. He's from Murray State. He's not from Memphis. But it seems like he's adopted Memphis sort of as his second honorary alma mater.
Well, somebody told him hug Memphis, and it's pretty clear he's doing that, yeah. Right? Somebody told him it'll hug you back, and that's certainly – it seems to be so far Ja's experience. You've seen him sort of get right involved with Memphis's the University of Memphis's recruiting efforts, and that will all certainly be at right there center stage on Thursday night with Lil Baby in the house. Icon, Lil Baby,
and friends. You know?
Better stop making fun and being sarcastic. This dude is huge.
Oh,
my guess is, see, I thought when I heard it first, I'll be real honest with you folks. Well, I'm 42, don't know Lil Baby. I figured, okay, well, he'll be one of many.
Yeah.
Right? There'll be a lot more. Maybe he's big enough, having listened to Jaren about how big of an icon. Maybe he is the show.
Right.
Maybe he's just the show.
Well, no,
is he big enough to just be the show?
My understanding is that is not the case.
Okay.
My understanding is it will be bigger than just Lil Baby. But
I figure you always gonna have some locals involved.
Yeah, like too, you know, right? I'm not gonna speculate because it's not. There's no point in doing that. But like it's not just gonna be Lil Baby.
Okay.
Like that's not what they do. That's not what Penny does. You know, Penny wants the biggest. He wants the best. He wants the biggest show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I don't. It will never just be one entertainer. You know. So I think it's gonna be a great night. Obviously for Memphis and Penny Hardaway and all the. You know, Jalen Green's going to be there. You know, we know that. So, anyway, that's what we learned today. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Well, I'm checking out a show that basically half the Grizzlies that we talked to knew all about.
Not really.
Half? A little under half?
Jaren had heard of it. Kyle had heard of it.
I didn't say they're watching it, John.
Yeah.
But I said they knew it.
Did anybody tell us they were watching it?
We caught Brandon Clark had no idea, but he's got an excuse. He's from Vancouver.
Right.
He's from Canada.
Right. Brandon doesn't strike me as the guy who watches much television.
He just stays in the gym.
Yeah.
That was pretty clear.
I don't think anybody told us they were watching it.
Tonight after The Voice, you'll get episode number 2 of Bluff City Law. John, Elijah and Sydney. Must put personal feelings aside to help a group of farmers in danger of losing everything.
Well, that is kind of what you and I do every day. You know, what's we kind of put our differences aside, and we try to help the farmers who are going to lose everything.
Well, we try. We try. I don't know if we will succeed today.
Sometimes we fall
short.
This
Marcus Mariota Titans thing is going to be the death of us.
I don't.
Because I was about done like Calkins with Parrish. I about walked off on your ass.
Yeah, well, the good thing is you came back.
Because you keep changing the argument. I'm getting sick of it. I can't keep up with what you want to argue about the Titans today.
Now you have – you know, do you know what Mills said to me? And I think this is something that we absolutely have to be aware of.
Man,
you
said I said Titan going 3-1.
Do you know what Mills said to me before he left? He's gone. I don't know where he went, but he left.
So y'all got to get this nipped in the bud?
He said there are people on message boards and on Twitter who say that we don't like each other, who like listen to the show and say that Jason and John don't like each other.
Well, that'd be evidence that we do not. That segment right there, if you want to go back and listen.
No, it's like
y'all tell I want to kill him.
Married people fight. Me and Jason spend hours and hours with each other every single day. There are going to be times where we just don't freaking agree. That doesn't mean that he's not my brother. So I think you need to nip it in the bud and you need to publicly address and say you like me.
We'll do that tomorrow. Once I've had some time.
I think you got to do it right
because
now.
Because, again, I had to go take a break. I can't smoke anymore. I had to go to the restroom and let John changes his argument. I had to literally talk to myself in the mirror. I said, Jason, calm down. John changes his argument from minute to minute.
There you go.
As long as you know that and you're armed with that info, you will not be frustrated. Go back to work. And so I had to talk with myself, and it worked.
All that is, I wasn't with him, so I can't speak to what he said.
No, I talked to myself in the bathroom here at FedEx Forum.
But he did come back, and he did basically give me that entire diatribe.
That's what we go through at Media Day.
Yeah, that is exactly, exactly.
Before you guys go, can we roll it back? Because tonight I'm going to watch my DVR and the Cardinals blowing out the Cubs yesterday and clinching the NL Central.
We have not like we didn't hand you that on a silver platter.
There is an elephant in the room, and it's called the Cardinals winning the Central, Jason Smith. Would you like to speak to this before we have 2 minutes?
That's well, so I would have said congratulations if you hadn't gotten so arrogant about it. My gosh, you almost blew it. We tried to hand it to you. We're out there throwing scrubs at you, and they beat you the first two games. Now, it all worked out. Your Cardinals are in, playoffs for the first time since 2015. Mm-hmm. You're back in it. You're relevant again. Now, you know you're going to go in there and lose to those Braves.
Oh, so you're already counting on the Cardinals.
I'm just predicting what's going to happen. Braves are ready and young and hungry.
Yeah. I will be checking out Bluff City Law. Got to watch episode 2. Obviously, we know that. But I will also be watching.
Not this old matchup of 0-3s.
I was about to go there. I'm watching that game because I need 2 points from the Pittsburgh Steeler defense.
Oh, it's up for fantasy reasons. I should have known.
Yes, it is. I mean, I need 2 points.
What a dog game, though.
Oh,
huh?
It's awful. Yeah. I mean,
can't even get hype about this Pittsburgh team that's like, you think may turn
Mason
it around.
Rudolph.
Roethlisberger's gone. It's Rudolph. Like, this is as bad as it gets.
It might be one of the worst Week 4 Monday Night Football matchups
Seriously.
Ever. I mean, you have to go back and look. But, I mean, two completely hopeless teams this year. A.J. Green's not coming back anytime soon for the Bengals. We saw that news today. But I need 2 points from the Steelers defense. Call it. Speak it into existence, Deacon. Do I get it tonight?
I'm going to take the high road and bless you and give it to you despite my feelings for you right now.
Okay. Well, they're fleeting.
Right. That's what brothers do.
The beauty, it's like an NBA season.
Come back together.
The beauty of it is that we got another show tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
About sick of your ass for the rest of the day, though.
Okay. Well, you got 4 minutes left.
Okay.
The music's playing. It's more like 30 seconds.
I'm going to run up out of here.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by The Winger. We'll stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of the Memphis Grizzlies who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Giannotto and Jeffrey
thanks
are
thanks to Bennett Doyle and John Mills, too.
Yes, thanks to our henchmen. Yes, Bennett Doyle did a great job telling people no, and John Mills for being here.
For looking at Grayson like he did.
No doubt. That's going to do it for us. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Let Germantown Car Wash do it for you. Different car washing levels and every car wash comes with a free vacuum. Why sweat and dirty up your clothes cleaning and vacuuming up your car when we'll do it for you at almost the same price as those express washes? We will detail your rims, shampoo your mats or carpet, wipe down and clean your interior, and much more while you wait. Don't sweat it out. Go to Germantown Car Wash and let us do it for you. 7601 Poplar Avenue next to Germantown Hardware.
Tired of wearing the same 5 shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show. The 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at MemphisAutoShow.com.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements, take it at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.